A mother had come in a tremendous rage. I told her, shut your mouth and act your age. She didn't stop her blabbing, so I gave her a sock. Then I hit her on the head with a great big rock. She stopped all her gabbing and went quietly to sleep. It was very, very nice of her to be so sweet. Protects my girl from any kind of harm, and she admires my brains, the way I handle my arm. Her mother loves me now and is very good to me. I'm a caveman, madam, and that's the way I'm gonna be. This is the beast in me. Men admire me. Women long. Thank you.
down in limbo. I'm dancing in a big room. I got so accustomed, sweeter words and discussion. My temper's cooling to blue.
So don't you do me wrong, do me wrong.
cause I'm taking my sweet time, sweet time, sweet time, sweet, sweet time, sweet time, sweet time, sweet. I've been meditating, I stopped medicating. I'm taking advice from the moon. I'm lost in melody, harmony, new family. They wrap me up in a cocoon. La na na, la na na, no longer alone. I put my trust in to all this love. Finally, if I know.
This is Eric McFadden. I listen to RadioValencia.fm. That's 87.7 on the FM dial. It would be foolish not to listen. Let's try that again, shall we? This is Eric McFadden. I listen to RadioValencia.fm. 87.7 on your FM dial. It'll do you good. Chicken John. This is Eric McFadden. I listen to RadioValencia.fm. 87.7 FM. I'm out here in Raleigh, North Carolina, enjoying pretty much nothing right now. So I'm having a day off, but anyway, I hope you're good. And well, God damn it, if I were at home, I'd be listening to 87.7 FM, RadioValencia.fm. Maybe I can just listen here because I'll be obviously it's on the interweb. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Save lives.
It will. Starting with your own.
What I do now, I do for the sake of the people of the world. There's one man here on earth who will never kneel before you.
Who is this imbecile?
You guys can put on headphones if you want to hear. Wow, before I play music on. Or next one. Yeah, it's Tyler, Rampage Radio. We're on the air. Here, transmissions from the mission. Got some friends hanging in studio. Amy Ebo. And, Joe and Joe from Dismembered Carnage. How you guys doing?
Check. Doing good. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. Yeah. What's up, guys?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can? I can't hear myself. Hello.
I could barely hear you.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, we'll get these them fixed up and we can get it going next time. Amy, you want to say anything? Before we get into music, and then we'll come back and talk to the guys from, we get everything set up correctly so they can hear it themselves, and talk to the band, about what's coming up with those guys. And I'm solo in studio today, so got some guys hanging out, and I'm going to get into music, and then we'll be back to talk with the guys from Dismembered Carnage. And announce some upcoming shows and something going on in Oakland today, so Amy can give you the details on that. She's got some stuff coming up, too. So thank you, as always, for your listenership. Rampage Radio is here every Saturday from noon until 2. And me, Manny, or both of us are usually around, so there you go. All right, we're going to get into some new thrash. Just came out this week. Canadian thrash. And then we'll be back to talk to you guys. But,
Clear, we must exterminate the foes. Shadows of thirst, for the call is sweet. Nectar waiting.
right, there you go. I'll tell you what we just played. All right, yeah, that was a nice set of thrash metal. Atrophy with Matter of Attitude, Assassin, Resolution 588, Alistair with Ides of March. And we started off with something new from Timo, Canadian thrash that just came out this week. So, yeah, we have a couple of members of Dismembered Carnage in the house. You guys want to identify yourselves and what you do in the band?
Check. Yeah, I'm Joe, vocals and bass.
Joey, guitars.
And then there's a third mic for your drummer who's not here.
Exactly, yeah.
He's in Antioch. He's too far.
He's too far. Well, hopefully he's listening anyways. So, yeah, glad to have you guys in. And I don't know, anything you want to talk about, what's going on in the Dismembered Carnage world, and then play some stuff from your last release or whatever. But what's going on? Yeah. You guys survived the pandemic?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we just got done playing three shows. We did Santa Cruz, and then in January we did San Francisco, and then in August we did Golden Bowl in Oakland, and then just taking a couple months off so we can hit the studio and release some new music.
Awesome.
Definitely working on new stuff.
So you guys are in the writing process, or you have stuff?
We've been, but like in between the shows, and then like I got sick. Joey got sick, and then a drummer got sick. Been putting back recording and stuff like that.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, it's all written and stuff like that. And then once this comes out, there'll be even more stuff. So, yep.
More shit happening.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we'll definitely have you guys back when, you know, the album is complete. You can premiere it here, maybe, or like demo some stuff or whatever, you know.
Down, yeah.
Yeah, sure. We always love to have you guys here. Somebody else is just hanging and lurking in the background. The Creeper. Amy Evil.
The Lurker.
See, Manny's not here, so you don't have to hear Diamond Head, Amy, like for 14 times in a row if Manny was here. Yeah. Amy Evil.
So tell us a little more about Dismembered Carnage and how long you've been around. A lot of people have heard the name, but they're not kind of aware of the history.
Yeah, it started in August of 2012, and yeah, pretty much been going since then. Just like a ton of lineup changes and people.
That's insane. That's almost 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, people like move out of state, get in, make bad choices, can't be in the band no more, other shenanigans, and yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much.
Did any members end up in jail?
Yeah, I probably a couple.
Guess.
I don't know who, but for sure one of a couple of them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So how long has it been since you've had the current lineup, and who is the current lineup?
Joe, me, but I've been in it since the beginning, and then Sean. Sean was with us in came in 2019, and then he had to leave for a little bit. And then Joe's been with me since October of 2019, and he's been here ever since. And then we had a drummer for a little bit, and then it didn't work out. And then so we asked Sean to come back, and then Sean ended up coming back. What would that been? Like, 2021 of, like, May or something like that?
Early, yeah.
And so, yeah, we've had this lineup for almost a year, I would say, almost a year.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's like super solid lineup, like the best lineup for sure, like super tight.
Power three piece.
Yeah, yeah, and we're just going to keep it that way. Like it's a pain in the butt
It's so much easier with three people.
Just three people, it's just easy to work with everybody, and then when you get just a three piece, everybody has to be way way tighter and stuff like that. Sometimes you get other guys in the bands, and because there was two guitars, they could, or whatever, somebody could like
fuck off.
Yeah, somebody could just fuck off and do whatever, and it was just very 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 frustrating at times.
All right, well, I'm gonna play some of your stuff, and then cool. Come back and talk to you some more.
Keep in mind, I am not on these releases.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
but it's still good music. Shout out to Damien.
All right, well, yeah, now you got to come back to bring us some stuff.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
We can find some stuff that you're on, Joe, I'm sure.
There's only live videos, actually.
Well, maybe other bands or...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys were...
We play anything here.
Yeah.
All right, well, here we go with some Dismembered Carnage on Rampage Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Too much going on here. There you go, a couple tracks from the last release. Not featuring one Joe, but featuring the other Joe. And that was both of those tracks were, that was Christ Denied, and then...
Denial of Christ. Close enough.
And the other, the first track was?
As Jesus Burns.
As Jesus Burns. I was going to say, they're both related to Christ. I knew that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Is that a theme for you guys, or...
Like, pretty much the last album. I mean, most of it was just pure hatred, and...
Not just hatred for Christ, hatred for everybody?
Yeah, pretty much like just hypocrisy of religion and stuff like that. And
there you go.
And some stuff on the albums, like a little bit of horror and stuff like that. But that's pretty much it, yeah. The band pretty much now just sings, pretty much just the hypocrisy of religion, just like real feeble-minded people and stuff like that.
I like to think it's more about against people who think they have religious immunity.
Pretty much.
Because, you know, sometimes people get on their high horse, but they live a certain lifestyle, and behind closed doors, you know, people are evil.
As long as you confess your sins, you're all right, right?
I guess so.
Amy, anything you want to say? Amy Evil? Get closer to the mic. Come on, there you go.
That's, yeah.
So, you guys have some pretty awesome merch right now. I've been getting a lot of compliments on the shirt that I wear when I wear it. Even Harold O said something.
Oh, sick.
December Carnage shirt.
So, awesome.
Where can people buy merch or see your merch?
Bandcamp.com, I think, / Dismember Carnage 666. But yeah, we're on Bandcamp, and you just go to any of the social media profiles. It's sure to have the Bandcamp link. Just go to like Instagram or Facebook or whatever, search Dismembered Carnage, and should be able to find the merch store on there.
All right. Awesome. Very good. All right. Well, we're going to get back into the music, but thank you guys for hanging out, and hopefully we'll have you back, you know.
Soon?
Soon, when you start recording or you're done recording
next
or
month.
Whatever. Or...
Who's the contact for the band, by the way?
That would be Joey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just...
Yeah, anything you want to throw out, social media-wise?